Now, the other thing was the education of diabetic patients. They were really drawn into their care so much more than previously, and were helped to become quite knowledgeable about their condition. And there was this marvellous organisation, the Diabetic Association, which was one of the first things they were told about, and many would get a lot of support from that and learn about new methods, new techniques or appliances that could be used, and would sometimes be the first to come and tell us about them, which was very, very helpful indeed. So that was a big thing. And then in came the insulin pens. And now that must have been in the 1980s when I was a GP. I had my own practice then. Yes, I got my own practice then in 1978 in a village quite near where I live. And then one in general practice, you really live with your patients, as it were, and you see them from time to time, and they keep coming back so that you know what's happening to them. And although you may not tell them everything or discuss everything the first time you see them, there are so many opportunities to reinforce messages and to clarify things, and patients can come back and ask questions. We appointed a diabetic specialist nurse in practice way back in, I suppose, 1987, something like that, who became so knowledgeable, really, and was seeing most of the patients soon after diagnosis, and would have a session and go through a checklist with them of all the things that they should look out for and they need to know. And they would be reminded that they need to go to the optician and to see the chiropodist and to write down and check their blood sugars. It would be tailored, obviously, to individuals, but we did make sure that that the patients knew quite a bit about how to manage things.